Walker's campaign wanted an extra 2 weeks to review the petitions, but Dane County Circuit Judge Richard Neese says there's not enough evidence to show more time is needed.
I don't care how much time we give. If we are up to 300,000 signatures that have been vetted, and 10 to 20% of those are arguably invalid based upon Governor Walker's review, we are, when we get to a million, going to have a boatload of extra signatures that we don't need.
Of the 330,000 signatures the campaign says it has reviewed so far, the error rate is between 15 to 20%. Recall committee attorney Jeremy Levinson says that shows it's almost certain there will be more than the 540,000 valid signatures needed to trigger an election.
We're gratified that we're not going to see yet more delay in this process.
Joe Olson, an attorney with the law firm representing the governor, called the decision disappointing.
We thought, based on how far we've been able to go so far in our review, that additional time was warranted. The judge disagreed. We're disappointed in that, but we'll move forward and continue to review the petitions to the best of our ability.
Governor Walker has until February 27th to challenge signatures on the petitions. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.